from Stay 8, TCR number 7. We've just woken up in a bus shelter about 5 kilometres outside of Lienz in Austria, kind of gateway to the Alps. We're surrounded by just the most incredible mountains getting lit up by the morning sun. It's just such a beautiful sight, and we arrived last night in the dark, and we pretty much rode until we just couldn't go any further. We were trying to get to Lienz, but we had to bail a little bit early, and found the first spot that looked good. Found a beautiful bus shelter, really spacious, and quite nice architecture as well. And because we arrived at night, we had no idea really what we were surrounded by, and then wake up this morning and you can suddenly see it all around you, and it's just spectacular. It's really, really beautiful. I just need to go back. Adrian looked like he had some kind of mechanical problem. There he is. What's he doing? He's gesturing something. I'm going to go back. Oh, maybe there's something, a cafe or open. No? Has he got a mechanical? I don't know. Right, I'm going to have to go and check this out. See if he's alright. This is a tactic so that we can waste time until McDonald's opens.
You like it?
Then that is sneaky.
The valves, the inner tube's gone at the valve. It's
not the tyres. What? Oh, that's good news. The tyres are beyond reproach. Defend the tyre at all costs. Ah. That's shitty, man. So shitty. Now, do you know what to do?
Changing a tyre.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's quite advanced technique.
I'm okay, Tom.
Yeah.
I use the spirit of Nagi, sure.
Well, the puncture repair handily took up exactly the right amount of time for McDonald's to open at 7 o'clock, so, which I suspect was completely intentional by Adrian. So we had a wonderful McDonald's breakfast, ordered like twice as much stuff as we could eat, and then kept the rest for later. And then we've been steadily climbing up into the mountains. That's the order of the day. We will be climbing various different grades, some kind of long drags, and some quite steep sections, but basically we're either climbing or descending today, so completely different to the last few days. We're surrounded now by like really stunning scenery, so that should get us through, I think, mentally keep us engaged. Just had a second little stop to get through our excess McDonald's stuff. Now we're ready to take on the next bit of climb. Okay, so we've spent all morning climbing steadily, just going up through different valleys and over little passes. We're on small roads, but because there aren't many roads going through these mountains, they're really busy, and they've all got cycle paths next to them, which people expect you to use, but we really don't want to use them because they're much, much slower for us to use, so they're much worse surfaces, they have more hills, and they're full of, you know, leisure cyclists. No, I mean, joking. Like, lovely families going on nice bike rides, but they're absolutely packed full of these families, and it's just hard. It's just a pain. It's hard to get past them. They just slow you up. So it has to be on the road, but there's only just about enough room for people, cars to get past, and a lot of them are beeping, and it makes the whole thing quite stressful. And it's a shame because the scenery and the stuff we're surrounded by is so stunning, like just huge. The scale of it is like breathtaking, but you can't fully appreciate it. You know, you can't just sit back and have a look around because you've got to make sure you're staying in exactly the right part of the road to not kind of sway over a little bit and get in a car's way. So probably a bit more stressful than you'd like. The other stressful thing is having a look at the gradient profile for today. There's some big old climbs coming up, and currently Adrian's having a little snooze. We only had 4 hours really of probably not the best sleep. And I slept through, didn't kind of wake up in the night, but it was only 4 hours and it was in a bus shelter. So you know, a week of 4 hours sleep a night is hard to maintain, and then today you kind of add in Adrian's two other factors that become, well, make it harder than it normally would be, which are hills and heat. Good thing is it's not kind of grey and rainy today, but the bad thing is that means there's quite a bit more heat to contend with. And yeah, climbing plus heat is what happened on the first 2 days, and it was really, really tough to get through. So we're kind of maintaining a policy here of do a climb, do the descent, and then go have a coffee in the town on the other side. I think that's how we're gonna break today down. We spent a lovely hour or so this morning riding with Lucy, who's a girl that we met right at the start, basically. Well, I met her on GB Duro about a month ago, and then me and Adrian bumped into her on the kind of neutralised police start going out of Burgas, and had a nice little chat to her then. And this is the first time we've caught up with her, or she's caught up with us, well, or both. We've ended up in the same place after a week of cycling all day every day. So it's brilliant to just catch up, find out what she's been up to, what she's been enjoying, the challenges she's sort of faced and overcome, and weird places she's slept and things, and we can tell her all about the stuff that's happened to us. It's just fun to catch up with a fellow rider. And it passed That's sort of the best part of, I don't know, like 30 kilometres really. Made that kind of go by without even realising. So I think we're at about 75k now. Probably want to push on for another hour and a half or so to get 100, and then I think we'll take a little break. And yeah, just hoping we get onto some smaller roads at some point. But it's a real pleasure and a real privilege to be able to come and ride on in this part of the world. It's just the most dramatic, incredible, awe-inspiring scenery to put yourself in. And yeah, I'm trying to make sure I appreciate that as we're doing it. We're having fun. I might sound a bit moany and a bit emo on this, but we're having so much fun. We're spending like all day really. We're just chatting nonsense and having a real laugh. And it's been brilliant to have this little rolling cast of people to bump into and hang out with as well. And I think we're both, me and Adrian, enjoying that side of things so much this year. Yeah, just loads of fun. Right, I've just had a little sleep myself, actually, taking advantage of Adrian having a little pause. I've found a shady spot behind a bench in a field surrounded by mountains. Could be a worse spot. Very nice indeed. Had a 5 minute sleep, which is sometimes literally all you need. I didn't really feel like I needed it, in terms of I wasn't like falling asleep on the bike, but I suppose it can't do any harm, right, to just top up your sleep a little bit. I'm gonna have to go and wake him up now though. It's amazing when you cycle all day and only have sort of 3 or 4 hours sleep every night, you can literally fall asleep within seconds wherever you want, which is really handy because sleep becomes like quite functional. You're just topping it up, and you can really feel the benefit that gives you straight away. Sometimes you can have maybe a 5 or 10 minute sleep, and that could actually keep you going for the next sort of 12, 18 hours, something like that, whereas before you might have been sort of constantly nodding off and your body's wanting to get micro sleeps. So there's a few techniques that I do when that starts happening. The most effective of which I find is singing. But everyone's different. And then when that stops working, well, caffeine as well, when that combination of those two things cease to be effective, it's time for a nap. But then, yeah, that nap can be like 10 minutes, 5 minutes. And it can still actually delay to then get back on the bike and keep riding. And it's like your head's just been refreshed and flushed out of all this gunk. That's how it feels, that's making you want to fall asleep. So that's what we've been doing, a bit of tactical napping. Hey up, lad. You had a nice little sleep, have you? Come on, that's enough.
That's not 24 hour loss of sleep.
What?
Not enough for 24 hours, that lad.
Aye. Go till, what day is it? Saturday, go till Tuesday now. Off the back of that. It's just madness kicking off here on the mountain. We've come across a roadblock. Adrian's figured out what to do, it's all good. Go on. We've just been consulting a local and getting attacked by a dog as well.
Rudimentary German whilst fending off Japanese Akita. So I think long and short of it is we've climbed up one side of the valley.
Sure.
And there were two alternatives, climb up one side of the valley up about 500 metres, or climb up the other side of the valley up about 500 metres. You can't go down the valley, he just said. He said there's no way for bikes.
Oh, well, that's, at least we didn't miss something there.
But he told me he had to go back down.
Oh, what, we have to climb the other side?
And climb the side. And that's the only way.
Oh, that's not good, is it? That was a big old climb.
I am slightly tempted to jump over this fence.
Well, the question is,
and what's worse,
what's on the other side?
500 metres. Drop. Aggressive dog.
No, I mean, like, if they're blocking it, why are they blocking it? Like, is it just going to go into someone's private land or house or something? I suppose it'd be better to go and try and find that out.
I think so.
Rather than ride down and then ride back up the other side. Because that's, I mean, that was serious, wasn't it? Serious climb.
And it's the hardest climb we've done.
Sorry?
It's the hardest time we've done.
Well, yeah, possibly. Okay, let's go and climb over this fence and see what's on the other side then. Well, you can't predict this kind of thing, can you?
No.
This is TCR. Have you had a look at other people's routes through here?
No, I haven't.
Could be interesting to see. Not that we would do that, of course, you know, hypothetically, because it's not technically probably allowed.
Have you to go? Just the name of the place.
Yeah. As always, my internet has died. So we want to follow the main road, the Autobahn, over the valley. So we've come from this direction.
Okay.
And the Autobahn hits the tunnels.
You have to go. You don't want to go through the tunnels.
Can we go through the tunnels on a bike?
I don't think so. Yeah. But you can. This street is like when they built the tunnels, all cars went on this street, and this road is closed. But you can take your bike and put it over there because it's always asphalt, and you can reach the town there.
The problem is when we got to the side, the man at the house.
Oh no, just ignore him, he's a little stupid. Just ignore him.
He said he'd phone the police if we'd climb it, and he sent his dogs towards us.
He's a psycho, I know this. He's a psycho. Yeah, have you seen how he closed the road?
Yes.
But you, is this the way to reach the town? Because otherwise you have to go down. And go through the tunnels.
Yeah.
But I think you have seen how many cars there are, and it's not really. But just ignore him. I mean, he's. I know this, I heard this from a lot of people, and also people on bike feet. He's.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
He sent his little dogs, didn't he? They were quite.
The
dog was aggressive. Yeah, they're only small, but
the
aggressive.
The small one, yes, I know. Just as Tata. If La Chapuno had been
at the one of these guys going and telling you. Can we go this way?
Yeah, but you have to go to Zwischenwasser, Longeja.
One moment.
You're good luck.
No, we have a little problem. There's no road this way, it's blocked.
The road is there,
can we pass?
Well,
yes, you can pass. You just have to take the bike over there.
Yeah.
But there is a little. Our neighbor is up.
There's an angry man that doesn't want you to go over, so we'll have to. But we didn't. Yeah, we can just go and ignore him. But
yes,
just pretty angry.
Tell him the neighbor's daughter told you to go there.
Ja,
aber man steht retten ganz sagen. because you have to go.
Wir können, also sprich Deutsch,
ja, natürlich.
Ja, okay.
In Richtung Gardatal wollt ihr, oder?
Ja, wir wollen hoch nach Kovara.
Ja, versucht's nur nochmal hier. I would retry it.
We'll go with you, with your
German. Just tell him, yes.
Ist das keine offizielle Straße?
Doch, die Straße ist schon offiziell, er hat schon aufgeschlossen. Aber er hat eben die Hunde auf den Hals gehetzt und ich sag, er rief die Polizei, aber...
Nein, nein, das ist nicht offiziell.
Ja, aber Paolo, liebe, lasst euch die Radl vorher vorhauen, ich weiß nicht.
Privatgrund?
Nein, das ist kein Privatgrund, der 10 Meter. Beim Leiter, wo ich, und der ist ja ein Psychopatho.
Ja, also ihr wartet drüben, you drifted way in.
Yeah, just but the man stopped us. He okay. came up and sent his... He has his two... They're only small dogs, but he sent his dogs towards us.
I would give it another try, because yeah. otherwise you have to go up there.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't know, 4 kilometers, like this. Mm, and you can also reach yeah. the town.
But this, when you get over the fence, there's a
yes.
road all the way.
Yes, yes, it's a yeah. road. It's another road. Yeah, just give it a... I wish you all the best, though. I heard it lots of times.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
Alright, so I'm gonna go and try and get over the roadblock that this guy has set up outside his house. He tried it just now and he got really angry. Came out, he wanted to fight. Sent his dogs. So we're gonna go back. And we've got another TCR rider with us now as well, who speaks German. So we're gonna go and have some sort of altercation and try and climb over this bloody roadblock and then ride down to the town.
Yeah, nice.
Oh. Hey, whoa, whoa, get off the bike.
Bike stop!
Ich bin sehr leid, Gribe, we're in a race.
So, wir müssen sein. Wir müssen schauen.
Nichts da, nichts auf! Hey, whoa.
Nichts da! Ja? Was soll denn das? Mein Dreck kommt!
Ja, hey.
Hey, ja, hey.
Wir fahren.
Ja. 4000 Kilometer. Das ist mir gleich, wie lange Sie fahren. Ja, das ist schon richtig, dass ich der Einzige bin.
Ja, und der Nachbar
am Tag, da können wir... Ja, welcher Nachbar? Der Gut ist mein, und der Nachbar.
Jetzt komm jetzt.
Ja, jetzt das kann ich jetzt.
Sollen wir da Wegerecht
haben? Ja, Wegerecht brauchen Sie nicht zahlen. Ja. Ja, nicht Wegerecht. Ja.
Jetzt lass die Jungs doch durch.
Nächste Mal.
Das ist mir sehr leid.
Nein, das ist mir gleich. Das ist mein Grund.
Das
ist mir gleich. Zurück. Weiß ich nicht.
Mein Freund ist hier, ne?
Das ist mir gleich, wo der Freund ist.
Hey.
Hey, was hey? Was hey? Ja?
Hey.
Ja, jetzt hey. Da werden wir schauen, wer hey ist, ja. Hey, jetzt sehen Sie nicht auf und los.
Do you know why? Do you know?
Ja. Das ist mir egal, dann müssen Sie die Route nehmen.
Ja, aber das hat ja. die rote Planung gesagt.
Ja, die rote Planung hat gesagt, alle Jahre ist das Gleiche.
Ja, aber ja. Weißt du, wie weit es jetzt da runter ist?
Na, das ist mir gleich, das brauchen Sie nicht hochfahren. Da fahren Sie halt oben beim Nachbarn vorbei.
Ja, wie weit ist das?
Da oben ist der Nachbar, da geht auch ein Feldweg rauf. Ja. Aber nicht beim Eingrund.
What's he say?
Ja. Ja. Über den Wiesel oben drüber, ja. Ja, ich mir gleich? Nein, ich bringe nicht immer meinen Sattel. Weil der Grund der Schweiz hat mich lange genug gelehrt.
Ja.
Du weißt nicht, was verstehst du? Du verstehst einen Dreck. Das ist mein Grund und nicht einfach drüber steigen. Was sind das, welche Minieren?
Ja. This guy, he's not happy.
Stop, soll die Schande alles stoppen.
The problem is, when we try and get over,
ja,
he grabs our bikes.
In einem Tourismusverein, so, nicht zu mir. Ja.
So.
Nein, das können wir nicht mehr reden, weil du da rübergegangen bist. Und das lässt sich überhaupt nicht mehr reden. Nein, nichts mehr, der fährt zurück.
Right, well, that didn't really go very well. The German guy we sort of enlisted to help. So, yeah, we can't go up there. No, God, I got fucking hillbillies coming out from all over the place now. Hold on 1 second, you look amazing. I'd love to take a photo. Something out of Red Dead. Yeah, didn't really go to plan. This psycho has blocked up the road and won't let anyone pass. And the German guy came down and just went straight over. and then but we couldn't get over, and he just was grabbing our bikes whenever we tried to get them over the fence. It was awful. So German guy ended up coming back, and then we've all come back now.
2 kilometers,
yeah,
mount, yeah. And then 5 kilometers down, down up, and yeah. And then you come here, a bridge, yes, right, down, 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 yeah. And then a little street go to a street away. You turn right, right. It's the river,
mm-hmm.
And then it's a big street.
Mm-hmm.
Your left is Zwischenwasser, and then the right side is Kovara.
Great.
Right.
How long do you think
so,
it'll take?
So 7 kilometers total, two K of climbing.
Yes, you are here now.
Yeah.
Here.
Ah, great.
You are here, and okay, was not. Here and Zwischenwasser. No, St. Vigil is here. Oh, okay. St. Vigil, okay. Komm. So here. This okay here. Down, 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 down.
Mm.
And here. This here.
Yep.
The little street is here, the bridge is here, and the street
goes right
on the right side is Kovara. Yes.
Okay, so we failed to negotiate the angry psycho hillbilly farmer guy. We had to do quite a sizable climb to get around his blockade. And on that climb, Adrian noticed some worrying sounds coming from his wheel / bottom bracket or some part of his bike, but it was not sounding healthy at all, was it? And we had to stop and kind of try and work out what it was. We weren't sure whether we were going to actually be able to get back down off the mountain, but we've done that now, and we're in a town about 10k from where we got back down onto the main road. And Adrian's just turned up, having been to a bike repair centre / hire place.
Oh yeah, wow.
What's the verdict?
I've no idea. We didn't have any conversation in English, but my pidgin German, I think it's fixed. Yeah, the shop that had a sign that said service only seemed to sell Levi's jeans when you went in.
Mm.
A guy in a blue smock came out who was about 70, covered in oil.
Brilliant.
And took me downstairs to his workshop.
All right.
And said to me, "When did you last put oil on 20 years ago? And said there wasn't enough oil on the bike. Took it all to pieces very quickly, got an air gun out, and squirted all of the crap out.
From where, though?
From inside the hub.
In the free hub?
In the free
right.
hub. And then he figured out it was on the Transcontinental and said, I think he said, "There's a lady woman at the moment winning at the moment. Why aren't you going a bit faster?" I explained that she was incredibly fast.
Nice bit of casual sexism there.
Casual sexism in a small mountain town in North Italy.
We've had a bit of a hillbilly safari today, haven't we?
Hmm.
Right, but characters.
He was very, very helpful, I'll give him that. And he said he'd been following the race.
Wait, wait, wait.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Holy shit.
And that's it. I was in a pair or on my own, so he knew that.
Wow.
He then said it was €10 at the end.
Your German is quite good. All of this was in German.
Yeah, I said ich bin nicht so schnell. And he agreed with me that. That wasn't very fast.
Oh, right.
He said I could pay €10 if I wanted to, so I did. seemed to be optional. He was quite happy with it, and then he gave me some free electrolytes.
That's what I've been trying to find since Burgas.
Yeah, in my bottle.
Completely forgot about them. I should have got some at the bike shop.
Yeah. Yeah.
Damn.
So hopefully, the noise that's been building over the last 1,800 km will be sorted with a liberal application of oil, and we can do the two of the largest three climbs on the trip in the next 50k.
Simple as that.
Yeah.
Quick round up while we're here on the tracker. I just checked it out, and most of our crew are basically on the parkour now. Fuckers. How have they done that?
Cycling,
I suppose they just went the other way or through the tunnel, yeah. Oh, well.
I'm Becky Waters, I'm cap number 14, and this is my first transcontinental. I'm also on a titanium frame, I notice you are. I'm on a Riley, which is very similar to your Enigma.
Rival
yeah.
Bikes.
they are. This is my first TCR. And we're currently stood here in Corvara. It's the start of Parkour 3, and there's been a lot of attention on Parkour 3 over the last couple of days on Instagram and the other social medias. So I'm a bit nervous about it because there's not been much good said about it, and it looks to be really tough, and that's just the parkour. The weather itself looks totally changeable, so I'm fully restocked here outside of a spa, which is pretty much the only supermarket open in the town, and it's packed in there, full of rowdy Italians looking for food on a Saturday night, and it wasn't my idea of a good Saturday night. But maybe four mountains in the Dolomites isn't either. Yeah. But
great. Thanks very much. That's awesome.
Oh, no worries.
We're at the summit of the Passo Gardena. I think that's what it's called. Which we've just climbed kind of into the darkness. So we've set off in sort of twilight, and now it's pretty much dark. See them, the moon is out, it's a lovely clear night, not very many clouds, a few little clouds wisping around, and we've just gone up there, surrounded by all these huge bare rock faces. Gained quite a lot of altitude quite quickly. It's a pretty steep climb, and now we're just at the top having a bit of cake and putting on every single layer we can find, really, for the descent. It's quite a long descent now into wherever we end up from the descent. And then there's another little climb. Well, no, it's another big climb, isn't it? 500 metres. And then we're going to end up in Bolzano tonight. We've got a youth hostel booked. Which we should arrive about somewhere between midnight and 1 in the morning, I think. I reckon we might be there for the breakfast, you know.
Half past 7.
Yeah.
Wheel update.
Oh, shit, of course, the wheel update. Hang on. Right, I can't believe I forgot about that. The most exciting news of the whole day, really, is Adrian's wheel. Has been through two separate bike mechanic sessions, and what's the update on the wheel?
Well, the mechanic said to me, "You're effing lucky that it didn't collapse when you're going up." And he found his one last remaining bearing, slotted it in, and fixed it all within 20 minutes with a bit of mallet action. I could hear, and he was most pleased to be contributing to the TCR.
He's a TCR fan.
TCR fan. He got stuck in, and it's the first time now in 8 days that I've been noise free.
And to correspond directly with that, my bike started squeaking.
Yeah, sure. Back to the same bike shop.
Anyway, we have some cake to celebrate the wheel.